One of the fishermen involved in the Marshall protest fishery was issued a citation. The person cited is a tribal president and the only police safety officer in the village. Jason Isaac was cited yesterday by enforcement officers with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. On June 26th, about six boats filled with 18 fishermen put their nets in the water and caught about 100 king salmon. At the time, subsistence users could only fish two 18-hour periods each week set by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Nick Andrew is executive director of the tribe in Marshall. Some have called the fishery a protest, but Andrew says it was a matter of necessity.
We had our elders in the village facing low food security. We also had the widows. We did have our disabled who would face the winter with basically chum and silver salmon in their freezers.
Andrew says the citation will not deter a similar protest in the future if his village is up against hard times and tight fishing restrictions.
We cannot allow our subsistence way of life to be compromised at all costs, especially at the hands of big business and or an unsympathetic state government.
Like many subsistence users, Andrew says that village families are being unfairly targeted while the pollock fleet in the Bering Sea is allowed to waste up to hundreds of thousands of salmon as bycatch. The citation calls for Isaac to pay $275 and appear in court. Fish and Wildlife Service says it doesn't comment on ongoing investigations.